Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Panzer Ace, the memoirs of an Iron Cross Panzer Commander from Barbarossa to Normandy. By Richard Freiherr von Rosen. Foreword by Robert Forchik. Narrated by Nigel Patterson. Foreword by Robert Forchik. While there are many, many books about tanks in the Second World War, relatively few have been written by men who served as tank platoon leaders in that conflict. Two of the more memorable books in this category were Bob Crisp's Brazen Chariots, 1959, about his service in the 3rd Royal Tank Regiment in 1941, and Otto Karius's Tigers in the Mud, 1960, about his service in the 502nd Heavy Tank Battalion in 1943-44. In armoured warfare, it is young tank platoon leaders who lead from the front, but unfortunately few of these men survived the war. Most accounts of armed warfare were written by higher-level officers like Guderian, or staff officers who did not actually serve on tanks at the small unit level. Consequently, Panzer Ace, written by Richard Freiherr von Rosen, is a welcome addition to the exceedingly short list of Second World War tank platoon leader memoirs. As a former Cold War-era tank platoon leader myself, I found Panzer Ace to be a gripping frontline account that amply brings to life the day-to-day responsibilities and challenges facing junior leaders at the spearpoint of mobile warfare. The 18-year-old von Rosen entered the German army, Heer, in 1940 and was trained as a tanker during the winter of 1940-41. His first taste of battle was as a gunner on a Panzer III medium tank during the opening stages of Operation Barbarossa in 1941. In his opening vignettes, the author details the intense efforts that the Heer put into training its tankers, how tank crews were formed and vehicles provisioned for the campaign in Russia. I was surprised by the author's frank admission of widespread looting and intoxication by members of his battalion as they captured Russian towns, and a rather casual attitude towards local security in occupied areas. In Bob Crisp's earlier memoir, he referred to similar proclivities as swanning about. This is not how the Panzer spearheads are depicted in official histories, looting and drinking their way across Russia. On the other hand, the author's description of his crew's relentless quest to acquire creature comforts rings quite consistent with the behaviour of tankers from other armies. In von Rosen's unvarnished account, tankers are filthy, dog-tired, and focused on simple tasks, like keeping the air filters clean. Combat was short and violent. In his first real action, the author's entire 5-tank platoon was knocked out by concealed anti-tank guns, and only 11 of 25 crewmen survived after evading capture. However, tank units also suffered many non-battle casualties, and von Rosen was injured in an accident in August 1941 and sent back to Germany to recover. Von Rosen was certainly fortunate in missing most of the 1942 campaign in Russia and then being reassigned to the newly created 502nd Heavy Tank Battalion, the first German battalion equipped with the new Tiger I heavy tank. During his recovery, von Rosen received additional training and was commissioned as a Leutnant. In late December 1942, his unit was hurriedly transferred to southern Russia in response to the catastrophe at Stalingrad. It was in January 1943, on the frozen Kalmuck steppes, that von Rosen gained his first experience as a tank platoon leader. His unit, redesignated as the 503rd Heavy Tank Battalion, conducted a fighting withdrawal back to Rostov, then to the Kharkov area. Armoured delaying operations are one of the toughest missions that a platoon leader can receive, and conducting it amidst a Russian winter was no small accomplishment. Afterwards, von Rosen describes the lead-up to Operation Zitadelle, the German offensive against the Kursk Bulge, with interesting details about training and preparations. One of the author's most telling observations about Kursk was, "We would discover that the Russian soldier we would face was no longer the man of 1941-42, but a soldier our equal in fighting efficiency and morale." The detailed descriptions that von Rosen provides of tank combat